Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Pleasure to continue to be with you. And I'm very excited about having our good friend Scott Arnold back on the show. Scott's a longtime member of our Brain Trust. He is Vice President of Soho Solutions. He is the security advocate. He's a certified information systems security professional. Say that three times real fast. CISSP. And he is, and when you lay his legal background and education and training on all over that, he's one of about 100 in the galaxy who has those credentials, and he's become a great resource for us. He's our good friend Scott Arno. Welcome back.
Always a pleasure to be here, John.
Also, the author of Introduction to Information Security. That's his book, Scott. The one of the things that we've all thought about, and I say we've all thought about, so one of the things that we worry about is attacks on our infrastructure, which could
exactly.
which includes the plants that we use, right? The factories, and I mean, even though they're not part of the grid or the backbone, they're still part of our infrastructure because they produce products and they employ people and they're connected to both of those things.
Absolutely.
And so you've got a story about how this has happened, haven't you?
Well, there was a recent announcement just this past few days about something called Triton, which was the name given to an attack on an industrial plant, which there's been a lot of, well, we don't want to identify who or where, but apparently the attack took place via something from Schneider Electric called a Triconex Safety Instrumented System, in English. This is part of something called a distributed control system, or DCS. And what they are is basically it breaks down a giant network system into manageable parts, and each of the little parts of the system can be managed. What this particular system is designed to do is to make sure if there is an incident in a plant, it can be shut down safely. That way it avoids, hopefully, injury or massive expense and restarts, that kind of thing.
Does it also try to shut it down and localize the damage and protect the rest of the system?
Yeah, it's all about reduction of problems. If there's an issue, keeps it locked into a certain part of the system, the rest of the system is kept safe,
right,
and it's shut down in a safe state to protect it.
Right.
Now, what they found was that the attackers here had basically gotten into the network and were trying to reprogram parts of it.
Ah.
What that could effectively do is allow it to shut down in an unsafe state, or it could block the shutdown process entirely, which will allow the damage to spread massively and then would cause a huge amount of downtime and require very complex restarts, very expensive. Basically, it's an attack to their bottom line, but it wasn't like they were asking a ransom or anything like that.
But now this is an attack. This is an attack. We don't know where it is. We don't know where it happened. Do we know the factory or where it is? I understood we did not know.
Sort of. The company that actually looked into it directly and announced it is one called FireEye. And, of course, Schneider Electric itself also made an announcement without details. A couple of well-respected security companies have given a little more detail. One called Dragos said it was basically in the Middle East. The one thing I found particularly concerning there's a very senior guy, one of the people in most respected security, a guy named Sergio Caligione, who used to work with Microsoft, and he described it as a watershed event. He's one of those guys
who
speaks, and my ears perk up. I'm like, oh boy.
When he gets nervous, you worry.
Yeah, exactly. And another company called CyberX mentioned that they have speculated the effective plan is in Saudi Arabia, which also makes a lot of sense because they've been the victim of attacks before. There was one called Shamoon, which came out twice. I think it was 2012.
And they are locked in pitch battle with Iran right now.
Exactly.
Who would have no problem at all creating all kinds of mayhem over there.
And that's just to CyberX is pictured as the potential attacker here.
Right.
And that's the problem because Iran, not our best friends in this.
Iran is the enemy of the world.
It's a problem because, of course, when you look at something,
Scott, I've only got about a half a minute. What do you see when you talk about this being a watershed? Is this a shape of things to come? Do we have more to worry about from this sort of thing?
Well, that's exactly the problem here, because others will eventually catch on to what's happening, and this type of attack will be copied, and we'll start seeing a lot more of them going after factories, one after another.
Wow. So, folks, this is the world we live in right now. And when we come back, the United States has been working on something. The President and Congress have been working on something about our own security over here. And we're going to tie this story that we just mentioned into the possibility of that happening in the United States. And what are we doing about it? What is President Trump? What is Congress doing about that? And that's coming up right after the break. Right back with Scott Arnow. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.